This is the Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And this is Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb with Cota, Texas.
And this week on the Skirted Roundtable, we are going to be talking about the explosion of the digital shelter magazines that started last year, I think, with Lonnie. And has every month there's a new magazine coming out, which is kind of fun.
I think, yeah. I mean, I personally first heard about it a few years ago because Eddie Ross, he did that whole, they came out and shot his, their house in the upstate New York. And he did that whole spread and he was really excited about it. And I personally, when he was describing it to me, I could not picture, you know, how that was going to work. I thought, no, this really, you're going to, people are going to start reading these magazines online. I mean, we'll see how it goes, but the production was beautiful on Lonnie, and it continues to be so. It's clearly backed, you know, with a lot of good money, because you don't get that sort of high production level without that.
Well, they go out and they do their own, you know, they take pictures of houses, you know, on their own, and that makes a huge difference. And plus they have great houses, and it's really high class, I think. It's like Domino to me.
Well, it is. I mean, it had from Domino, so it had people who had were actual magazine people.
Yeah, it has that feeling.
Yeah.
But I think it must be a little even more sophisticated, because, Joni, I know, well, both of you have said in the past that you weren't big readers of Domino, didn't love it, didn't really speak to you. But you both, I know, read Lonnie.
Yeah,
so I think they've taken it to a more sophisticated level. Do they have a lot?
I don't think so. I don't think it's more sophisticated than Domino. I mean, there were parts of Domino that were very sophisticated. I don't know. I just find it very...
But did you not read... Domino didn't really appeal to you, so how come...
Well, Megan, I'm 55 years old, and I think that is just... It was a generational thing. I just relate more to Veranda and Southern accents than I do to Domino. But I'm sure if I was in my 20s or 30s, I wouldn't be saying that. So I do think it's a generational thing. I'm just past the stage in my life where I would find something on the street and be excited about it and take it home and redo it and make it fit in my house, you know.
Right.
But there was a stage in my life that I did that kind of thing. And,
but don't you think Lonnie is a little bit, they're not as focused on that sort of thing? That's what I was saying. You do like Lonnie, though, and you do tend to read that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I read Domino just as much as the next person.
Well, I think that Lonnie is a little more focused, maybe, on... My view of Domino was just that it sort of started off as the kind of get the look for less, and it's that sort of, I don't think it ended up that way. I think it was very different. By the time it ended, it was a very different magazine, because I just had it in my head it was the sort of budget decorator magazine for a really long time, until I started blogging and everyone, you know, people did nothing but talk about Domino. And then, so in my case, I think I just sort of had, you know, it changed and I didn't realize it had changed. And then it was gone. And I didn't love their covers.
So
I think Lonnie has had much nicer covers. I mean, the current issue with Celery Kemble in her bedroom is just gorgeous to me. I mean, I love the colors. And
it's so much bigger. Now, this could be wrong, but doesn't Lonnie seem like there's much more content than Domino ever had?
Yeah, I think so. It feels like it's meatier, maybe, content.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. It seems that the writing seems meatier, like there's more information.
And there's much more pictures. But that's been a criticism of Lonnie, that they will take an apartment that's, you know, for someone that's younger, and it's more put together and not by designer. And they'll show, you know, 30 pictures from it, and it's kind of an overkill. And I've read that as a criticism of Lonnie. It's like, how many pictures can you show of one room?
Right. Well, I mean, I wonder if some of that has to do with the fact that because you're not printing it and you don't have print costs to consider and production costs, you know, there's a lot more room, and it's hard to, there's a self-editing thing there, that having print costs, you know, I have X number of pages. And if it's a 250-page magazine, the editor may only have 100 pages of content. because everything else is advertising.
Yeah, so, I'm sure it's cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think...
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me say something.
Yeah, I was just going to say that... So I think that, you know, if the digital magazines sort of go maybe a little overboard, it's because they can.
Well, I'm not saying this is a complaint of mine.
I understand.
I know, but I happen to love seeing every angle of a single room in big also. Not some little bitty tiny picture like in other magazines. So I like that about this, the digital magazines, that you can really see a place.
Yeah, and you don't have to give up content just because you have to have that page needs to be sold for an ad.
Yeah.
Which is kind of why I like the digital world.
I mean, I love all that, but I still want to be able to hold the magazine. So are any of these, do we know, is Lonnie going to print? Is that rumor true?
I just can't find it, but it was something about one of these digital magazines was going to start becoming a print magazine. I don't know if it was Lonnie. So maybe someone
which
can
other
answer
ones,
that for
so
us.
There's Rue, which I think those girls were brilliant about using social media. I mean, that was, we all bought into the whole concept of Rue before we saw anything.
Right. They started months in advance. And they created a persona for themselves as individuals, for themselves as the Rue Girls, you know, so as a club. And then, you know, they had a Facebook page with 1,500 fans the first day. You know, they really did a great job of pre-promotion.
I just wanted to say, well, this is in general about digital magazines, that in the new Lonnie, there's a whole spread on the JK Place Hotel in Italy. The two hotels, and that was kind of surprising to me because those hotels have been shown ad nauseam on the blogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have, you know, I can't count how many pages on this hotel. So, you know, I was kind of surprised that they're not editing their content a little bit for originality. Because
how hard that would be, though. You know, I mean, it's got to be hard. There's so many blogs out there.
Yeah.
That's got to be a hard one to track down. I thought the same thing, Joni. I was like, well, I blogged about that one 3 or 4 months ago.
Well, I think any good blogger, before she writes something, she Googles the topic. And, you know, like I found this designer I wanted to talk about, and the first thing I did is Google it. And you know, Google, there it is. You know, so I called Artie from Color Outside the Line, and I said, do you mind if I also talk about this? And he said, no, go ahead. And I said, well, I'll link you. But, God, if you Google JK Place Hotel, you probably come up with 20 blogs that have talked about it. So,
but I think that, I mean, at some point, I know, Joni, you're a real stickler for, I mean, more than just original content, but, like, content nobody has ever touched before. But I think that you also pointed that out in the magazine when you did that post about the print magazines and sort of stories that were getting recycled or sort of this story. I think that just happens. And if you feel strongly as an editor that you have something to say, and I haven't read it, so I'm not, this isn't a comment about the actual content, but if you feel strongly you have something to say that's unique about a topic or a place, I think I'd still post it, even if other people had talked about it.
That's true. And I believe that. You know, and I'll go back to say that, you know, the house in the Grey Gardens, you know, everyone talked about
right.
it, and it didn't stop me. Now, I just counted. Lonnie did approximately 44 pages on the hotels, the two of them. No one has done that. You're right, Linda. And you're seeing things that you haven't seen. So it's a very in-depth look. I just was kind of surprised. It's still beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I think that that's the one thing that I'm noticing with all these magazines, that there are a lot of similarities. You know, everyone's doing the bone inlay, whether it's a tray, a chest of drawers, even the, you know, ex-Ottoman. I mean, I'm seeing that. I'm seeing faux lizard embossed covered boxes. There's just, you know, you do see a lot of the same
stuff. Hey, I've got one of those in my new upcoming digital magazine.
I think it'll be interesting. I think all of you who are doing this, I'm amazed at it because it's a lot of work. But there's a lot of the same thing being brought through all of these magazines, whether it's Rue, whether it's, I think we mentioned, or we had talked about between three of us, Ivy and Piper out of Australia. There's just a lot of the same things in all these magazines.
Well, I mean, it's like the blogs. I think that there's, you know, these are just bigger, fancier, you know, cooler blogs. And I think that people are going to have to find their voice. And just like we went back and talked about originality in the blogs, in some of our earliest Skirted Roundtable conversations, this is probably an example of the same thing, in that anyone with a little bit of time and some technical knowledge can create a digital magazine. I've done it. Mine is not intended to be another Rue or any of these guys. Mine is really just it's a enhanced version of my standard newsletter, but nicer. But, you know, I'm sucked into it and I'm keeping it small, but I want it to be unique and interesting. But anyone can do it. And so I imagine there's going to be, I mean, we have one from a year ago, and then Rue came out, and now we're up to like 8 or 9. And there may be more. There's probably more we don't know of. So I think that a lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon, and we're going to get a lot of recycled, you know, not recycled, but repetitive content.
And then I think the cream will rise to the crop eventually. Yeah. The cream will rise to the top eventually. I think, that the ones that continue to have a unique voice and put out unique ideas and trends, I think those will definitely start showing up as, you know, as the better of the whole group.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you look at the content that Lonnie had their last, I mean, they had Lulu's house, you know, a huge spread on that. They had Palmer Rice. They had the hotels. They had Celery Kimball.
That was a great issue.
This is a beautiful issue.
Then they had John Robshaw. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are heavy hitters. And these were all personally photographed by them. Right. Imagine the expense and the time
it took. Lonnie is an expensive magazine to produce. They don't have the printing costs, but they clearly obviously have the photo shoots. But the nice thing is they don't have to be, they can shoot a lot of stuff because they can put in a lot of stuff. And
what do you think? Do you think advertisers are going to want to start putting their money toward this rather than the print?
Well, the thing I was surprised with advertisers, and I don't know if it's an either or, but the thing that amazed me, because I'm always confused by advertising, is how they got advertisers out of the gate. You know, when it wasn't even a product yet. And Rue did the same thing. It wasn't even a product yet, and yet they had advertisers, and heavy hitter advertisers, major national brands.
Do we know that those advertisers were actually paying, or was it one of those things where they put them in for, you know, like a certain amount of time, and then to renew their position? How does that work? Because the magazines are around. I wonder how that works.
Now, y'all, one thing to question is Rue came out with a September issue. Wasn't that the day, September, and it was postponed. It was late. It wasn't September 1st. And now here we are in the middle of November, and they're still working off their first issue. Are they not a monthly magazine?
I don't think so.
No. No,
Rue, really,
and Rue is, they're on their second issue, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, they haven't I don't think they've put it out yet, but I think they're working on it.
No, they only have one issue out.
All
but
right.
Wait, how often does Lonnie come out?
Every couple of 3 months.
Yeah.
Lonnie's not monthly.
Okay.
It's quarterly.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do advertisers. Usually it's charged per hit. Isn't that how it's usually done on these bigger sites? So.
Well, these aren't sites, so I imagine that, you know, maybe the advertising was... it can't have been done by hit. I'm sure it was done more like a magazine model of, you know, a full page, quarter page, eighth of a page. And they set a rate. Somehow they set a rate card. Now, they may have set, like, this is our initial publication kind of rate card that's very, certainly wasn't going to be what a print magazine was going to be. But I bet they had to have been paid. I mean, how did they fund the first issue if they didn't have any ad dollars when it was a big, you know, 200-page first issue?
Well, it could have been, you know, people who were doing it sort of taking a gamble, who had other jobs.
Yeah, but they had big advertisers. I don't know that you start big advertisers at free. I could be wrong. I have, you know, I don't really know. But you, Benjamin Moore, I mean...
I just looked up Lonnie. They actually come out every 2 months pretty regularly, like clockwork.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think so. I'm interested to see... if Rue is going to be able to, you know, and they may not. They may come out twice a year or whatever. I think to compete with Lonnie, they're going to have to stick to a rigid schedule of,
yes,
you know, every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That, you know, anyone who wants a their magazine to of any kind has to, it's like, you know, more important than a blog. It has to be incredibly consistent and predictable.
Especially with these big time advertisers.
Right. So
I just remember for their first issue, I just kept clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking, you know, and
whose first issue?
Ruse. It was very mm-hmm. late.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you meant once it came out.
No, I was so anxious to see it, you know. Because they had put a teaser with a beautiful, you know, really cool looking New York apartment, and I was just so excited to see it, and I was just anxious, and I kept clicking, so they were just late starting out, so.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what that was, but they certainly have big ad, you know, they have Kravet, and full page, 2-page ad from Kravet, and Durley, whether those are paid ads or, you know, they threw them in there with the hopes of getting them in. So Rue, I think one of the differences between Rue and Rue, as we said, did, I think, such a brilliant job of pre-promotion. But they're very much about themselves as personalities, where I think Lonnie isn't as much.
Mm-hmm.
So Rue is more sort of the personality magazine, and they have lots and lots of contributors.
Do you read any others besides those two? Do you have any others that you know of? Well, you know what we haven't talked about is Paloma, La Dolce Vita, her collaboration with a few other bloggers on something that's coming out, what, in January?
In January, they're doing one called High Gloss Magazine, and mm-hmm. it's a collaboration of several design bloggers. And, you know, looks, they're sort of starting up their promotions much the way Rue did, which is smart, you know, ahead of time and announcing it ahead of time and getting people interested, you know, wetting people's whistle. And they have a website called highglossmagazine.com and a pretty logo. And, you know, I'm sure it'll be great.
Paloma's from Houston, and two of the editors, I think, are from L.A. One is from the South. So I think
and one is from Boston.
Oh, really? I was going to say, I think they'll be more Southern and Western driven, which will be totally different than Lonnie and Rue, because they both come out of New York.
Yeah.
I will say this, comparing Lonnie and Rue, Rue puts in a fake page break, like a real magazine. So if they have a one photograph that bleeds from the left to the right, that takes up 2 pages, there's a line in the middle. I don't understand that. Maybe there's an option to take that away, but...
Well, mine does that, too. It's the technology they're using does
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but Lonnie doesn't.
And no, also, Lonnie doesn't.
Rue's pictures look blurry to me compared to Lonnie's. They don't seem quite as high quality. I don't know why my screen is looking blurred.
It could be, you know, again, Lonnie's putting a lot of money into the shoots, so the quality of the photography, they have probably much more control over quality of photography. That would be a reason why. We're waiting to see what High Gloss brings us. There is Anthology Magazine, which came out in the fall with their first issue, and Anthology is actually quite small. It's 16 pages, I want to say.
I personally really like Anthology. I mean, I think, you know, it's a little different, but I like that sort of thing.
Anthology is the crafty. It's
a little craftier.
Yeah, it's...
The reason why I this speaks to me more is because, although, you know, I'm not going to go out and try to replicate one of these rooms or something, I think that it gives you ideas. I like seeing all these different creative people, you know, concepting ideas that you don't see everywhere. And to me, that's inspiring.
I think it's a modest publication, which I, you know, mine is too. And I think that that's a smart way to go when you're starting, because I don't know if their plan is to increase it.
And when I first saw Rue, my first thought was, holy smokes, if they're going to be able to crank something like this out,
it was very ambitious. Yeah.
And keep it up and keep the energy up and keep the freshness up. That first one's going to be a hard one to continue to follow.
Yeah, they have a huge amount of content. And that is a lot to do every couple of months.
That bar is so high for them right now.
Yeah. So yeah, I like Anthology. I like the sort of real hands-on nature of it, which I think I read in an interview or somewhere That their editor said that someone said something about, did you ever want to do a print magazine? And they said, no, we always intended to do a digital magazine. This isn't the sort of poor stepchild of a print magazine. You know, they're very much into the environmentally conscious way of being, and a digital magazine is more environmentally conscious.
And I like that you can tell that the folks behind this obviously have typography, graphic art background, or an awareness, because, you know, the font is all really interesting. It's all been very art-directed in a way that doesn't look like a repeat of,
right.
for sure. In a way, it's very sophisticated in an organic way, which is what I like about it. It does not feel 30 years old and, you know, bright colors and confetti. It feels sophisticated and interesting and deeply thoughtful, creatively speaking.
It's very, very, very small, though.
Yeah.
But they can grow on that. To me, this I could see them going a lot of places with this, and they could continue to grow. I want more after I've read this, you know, because it is so small. It kind of left me thinking, ooh, I would love this to even be twice this big.
Yeah, and the quality of their images are very nice, too.
It's very art-directed. I mean, yeah. It's very... The photographer, the stylist is very talented.
Very talented, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not copying anybody.
No.
You know, I don't feel that I've looked at this a million times. And with these new magazines, these digital magazines online, I think there needs to be like a blog loving, like a portal where they all can go, because I have no idea. I forget, first of all what's... You know, I don't know if Lonnie's come out yet. You know, I think, Linda, you mentioned earlier when we were off air that Rue was coming out this weekend. I had no clue. And I'm on Twitter a lot. So, you know, a lot of these people do a great job with their social media, but it does slip through the cracks. So, you know, you see these magazines, like Joni, what you were saying, you see the magazines when you walk into the bookstore, you see them. So you're reminded that there's a new one out, and I wonder how this is going to work unless...
Yeah, I think that's a great idea for these, not the Xenio, not the major, but these privately produced digital magazines. I think those are, because like you said, I never look at Lonnie because I never am tickled to look at it. I never,
right.
There's not a tickler, you know,
And I think that that's sort of one of the issues, is that you buy House Beautiful and it's sitting on your coffee table and you thumb through it, and then you might say, oh, I'm going to go back and read that article or whatever. And does anyone do that with a digital publication, you know, a 250-page digital publication? What reminds us to go back and look at it? Because it's not sitting on our cocktail table.
Well, truthfully, never. The only thing that reminds me, Linda, is when I'm working on a blog article and I'm looking for pictures to you know, illustrate something, and then I'll think, oh yeah, let me go look at Lonnie.
Yeah.
And they have great pictures. They have great pictures, and I love looking at it, but I think they do need some kind of a catalog, like you were saying, Megan.
I think so, yeah.
My brain doesn't work that well. I know I'm going to completely forget about them, and it seems I just twittered this earlier because I know of a handful, but I know there's a ton more out there that I don't know anything about, and I'm sitting here looking at my Twitter feed. I'm still getting people giving me suggestions of new magazines I haven't heard of. So with all these new magazines coming out, I'm never going to remember to go back and check. And I guess the best way is to get the subscription, but I kind of don't want my email getting even more crammed with more subscriptions. So I'd rather have a place that I could go where I can add whatever the magazines are that I'm interested in.
Well, I think that that's it's a good business idea for someone, is to create some kind of one-stop shop for the digital publications. And the moneymaker would be that the digital publications have to pay to have their publications listed. And you as a reader, or we as readers, could pick and choose the ones we wanted to read and maybe have suggestions made. You know, the new ones get to show up, and then you can kind of highlight the ones that you actually decided you want to keep reading.
You know what's interesting to me, speaking of this whole business, the business behind all of it, when we spoke with Margaret Russell, she made it really clear that, you know, we were talking about all the magazines closing and all this and that. She just said, you know what, bottom line, it's the numbers. It's a business. It's a business, you know, the beautiful photographs and creativity that goes on it is great, but, you know, that's the carrot at the end of the stick. The real thing is the money makers. And I look at all of these people putting together these online magazines, and I do wonder if they are going into this from that direction, or if they're going into it because they want to do something more with their blog. They want to do something creative. Or are they doing it to make money?
Well, I mean,
do they have a good business plan in place?
Right. I think my sense would be that Lonnie is, you know, Lonnie, the leader of the pack, is the one that has probably the most professional business plan in place. And I think part of the reason why I guess I would think that is because it's not about their personalities. The people who run Lonnie, it's not about them. It's they're putting out a product. And even though a lot of magazine editors like Margaret Russell or Stephen Drucker became personalities, they didn't become personalities first and then launch a magazine. Their magazine launched their personality. And they happened to have a personality that, you know, could be launched. But I think any of the ones, including my own, that is really about the people doing it, you know, it probably tips more in the scale of the love factor and less maybe about the business plan factor. But who knows? I mean, hopefully the guys, the ladies mostly, who are putting out the big, huge ones are really keeping their nose to the bottom line.
And there does definitely seem to be levels of these digital magazines. You can tell those that are seem to have major financial backing, and then there are those who seem to be using, you know, like the ones that you and Meg are doing, which are, and they're all great, but you can tell that there's a different level. There are sort of blogs that have become these magazines, and then there are these major digital magazines like Lonnie.
Think about these littler online magazines that are really like kind of like glorified blogs. Do you think there's a need or a place or
I can answer that about mine.
Right.
And mine is, you know, it's a glorified version of what has been my company, my business newsletter that I've been mailing out for 7 years. And I wanted to expand into the digital magazine format, if only because I wanted more freedom of creativity, and the digital newsletter, which I did in Constant Contact, wasn't giving me that. I was too hemmed in. But I will say that my first issue has had like 18,000 views, 25,000 views, something like that.
Wow.
And my second one, that one, there was a glitch in the system there somewhere. I had, when I promoted it, I put an actual viewable copy in several places, and every time the page loaded, like on my blog, it was reading as a read, even if people weren't reading it. So that's a little overblown. But it's still getting 100 hits a day because it's showing up in, like you mentioned, on the anthology, when we looked at the anthology magazine, because we're both hosted by Issue, it was showing up as an advertised little thumbnail. So I'm still getting a lot of hits. And my second publication, my second edition for the September one, has had about 6,000 readers.
That's great.
Yeah. So I, you know, it's definitely,
yeah, that's big.
It's pretty big. You know, it's not 6,000 a day, but it's more than I would have ever imagined. And my mailing list is like 1,000.
And you know what's great? You're doing this all on your own. The other thing that I am wondering about these magazines that have these enormous staffs, if this is truly a business venture, this is not making sense. This is not an efficient business plan. We have way too many people when we really don't need this many. We can actually pare it down to 3 or 4 of us. And,
well, I don't know. I think some of the ones that show a huge contributor, my guess is those people are not paid.
Uh-huh. So why are they doing it?
Well, because it's promotion. It's helping a friend. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's like doing a guest blog post on someone else's blog. It's publicity. I mean, think about it. I just asked 13 of my favorite designers and bloggers to contribute to my magazine, and all of you did it for me for free. I could be listing you all as contributors. I am, in fact, listing you all by your name and putting your little picture on. So that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not calling you. I mean, you are contributors. I'm not giving you a title of contributors, but you are contributors. So my guess is a lot of that.
But you know what, though? You're not getting...
You know, we were just in the heat of it.
Megan kept cutting out.
It just feels like it's been real disjointed, this whole thing.
It has been. Well, I think it's because, you know, we're not holding on. They're digital. We're not holding on to them. I think
that's true. You know what? That's a really good point, though, Linda. That's kind of the one bug I have, really, when it gets down to it. these are great looking, a lot of these, and I want to hold them. And it's hard to even discuss them without having them in the hand.
Yeah, and there are so many. I mean, you just tweeted, you know, suggestions, and I have now a list of 15.
There's a very magazines. I hate to say this, and Linda, I'm not trying to be insulting because I know, you know, you're putting your heart and soul into this and everything, but these smaller ones, there's a very throwaway quality to them. Do y'all think that?
No,
or not?
I disagree. I know that because you've made several comments about, oh, it's so small. And I don't, you know, and that's, I mean, I think that that's
listen,
just.
Listen, I couldn't do it. I give you all.
Yeah, no. I just, I think.
In the world, I don't have to, I mean, I don't have the ability.
No.
And like, I look at that one anthology, what was it called?
Anthology. That's beautiful,
anthology.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's beautiful. I mean, beautiful. I mean, prettier than Rue and Lonnie and. You know, there's just a lot of work, but, you know, tonight when we were looking over all of these ones, I mean, they seem like you can barely remember their names, but, you know.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many now. I mean, even I would say in the last, 3 months, I feel that they are just popping up everywhere. And really, how are we going to remember, you know, what's what? And because so many of them have very similar content, they all start kind of blending together.
Well, I think that's what we said, we may have said. I forget when we
yeah,
said
I don't know if we did say that earlier. Well,
it's like blogs, you know?
It's just like blogs, yeah.
It is.
And you'll gravitate towards the ones that they may be showing the same thing as other ones, but you may just appreciate the way they do it better. And the cream always rises. And I think it really depends on the goal. But going back to Joni, your point, I think that's just a matter of just personal preference. Like, you love bigger is better. I mean, that's just you love the big pictures. You know, that's who you are, and that's great.
Yeah.
You know, so you value bulk. And
yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't bother me in the least. Like, to me, I can read a 12-page magazine. And then in one sitting, I can read 12 pages in one sitting, and then I don't have to go back to it. So I guess personally, I kind of feel like people might actually get through mine.
I'd actually rather see something smaller that's richer in content than something that goes on and on and is filled with advertising. You know, I think that would be more interesting.
Well, I think that's the conundrum of the publishing is that you have to have the ads, you know, if you're going to have staff,
yeah.
I'm
anxious to see the new, apparently, Rue, we heard, is coming out with a new issue.
Yeah.
So I'm very anxious to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think that the first issue, I mean, a lot of people had a lot of criticisms of Lonnie, their first issue. I mean, any magazine or any endeavor, the first one you do is the rough one. Or hopefully it's not your best one. You know, hopefully you put it out.
Well, has there been a lot of criticism of Lonnie? I don't remember.
From the first issue, there were, you know, it was the usual, it looks just like Domino, you can't read the font, it's too light. You know, there were certain things that were criticized that either people have gotten used to, and so it doesn't seem like something to criticize anymore, or they heard it and made some changes. I mean, each one of mine, I'm working on my third one, and it's different. I've made changes based on feedback I got, just things that I felt myself could look a little different. So yeah, I'm looking forward to Rue.
Well, Rue really has something. They've built themselves something that they've raised their bar. Is that part on there that we were talking about that, Linda?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's why I was like, maybe we should just re-record because we don't remember what's on and what's not. But yeah, but there's so many others we talked about, and we got people letting us know about Sweet Paul and Ivy and Piper, which is out of
Australia.
I like Ivy and Piper a lot.
I do love Covent Garden. I think that's a beautiful one. What are some others that we...
Array. We looked at Array, and we were looking at Pure Green Living, which we liked.
Yeah.
Oh, and Nesting Newbies. That's been around for a while. And that one is feels a lot more professionally put together. Professionally is probably not the best word but it feels more polished to me.
Now that we've been like saying Lonnie was the first out of the gate. Was Nesting Newbies before Lonnie?
I think they were, or right around the same time. I think that it's going to be a time when people start realizing that not all of these, well, they'll realize if you're good, you're going to start making money, getting, you know, a larger and increasingly growing audience. You know, there are going to be those people who are just going to fold it up because they realize it's more effort than it's worth. And so I think, you know, in the beginning, we're going to get a ton of these magazines. And then bit by bit, the good ones will outshine the others. And I do think that what you're doing, Linda, the sort of thing that you're doing is, it's easy. I mean, it's easy in the way that it's set up so that if you want to try it, you can try it. And it's a great accessory to your blog or to your website.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. So I think you're right. There'll be a lot springing up. It's a lot more work than a blog. It's a lot of intensive work. I mean, I'm already bored with it. I can't imagine doing 250 pages. I mean, you couldn't do it as one, 250 pages as one person. I'm doing 12 pages and I'm bored with the issue. So,
and doing it every single, every few months, every issue, keeping it consistently high quality, I think would be hard.
Yeah, because you can always, you know, as a blogger, you can have a kind of throwaway blog post just to get something up there. You don't want to do it too often, but you can do it sometimes. Or if everybody knows, like a Joni blog post is so in-depth, there's rarely, a, you know, if ever, a throwaway. You know, Joni can do it once a week and people aren't going to even notice because what she does give them is so huge. But yeah, I mean, a magazine is such
not,
a big...
Not all the time.
Well, but a magazine is such a big commitment. And yeah, if you don't stick to your schedule. But
well,
I
tell you my thoughts on it. You know, and Linda, when you came out with yours and I was a little jealous, you know, I was like, God, I want to do that. You know, I want my own magazine. And
You could do it.
And I'm thinking a lot of people are might be feeling, a lot of bloggers might be feeling this way now. It's kind of the trendy thing, but it looks like it's a lot of hard work. I think the bloom is not going to last maybe 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, I think, I mean, part of me wonders, like, with blogs, you know, they started people started really thinking about them 5 years ago. They were a handful of bloggers, and then it exploded. And now it's just like, I can't believe how many blogs there are. I mean, you just could never even keep up with them all. So in the digital magazines, or the, you know, whether it's a big full-blown one like Lonnie and Rue, or it's a little pipsqueak like mine.
It's kind of like a zine.
It's a little bit
like
of a zine.
Those old zines from the 90s?
Yeah, which is why I called it the Mag-E-Zine, because it's not a full-blown magazine, and I didn't want people thinking, who does she think she is? Because I'm only doing 12 pages, or, you know, it might go up or down, but I wonder, you know, the blogs just exploded and kept exploding, and it doesn't really seem like it's going to end, and so I wonder about the digital, but it's so much harder work, I can't imagine, yeah, I think it'll explode and then die down.
Now, I'm real excited to see High Gloss, because I love Paloma. You know, I'm excited to see the new Rue, and I'm excited every time Lonnie comes out. So for me, that's kind of enough, you know, and of course, not including Linda's, because I wish I was a part of it. But, you know, I can't imagine reading that much more. Can y'all?
No.
Yeah.
I don't really like reading things online. It's just, I don't. You know, I keep going back and forth. I like these, but then I don't. I don't want to read them online. I want to pull them out of my screen and hold them. I guess I don't have an iPad yet. So maybe things will change when I have an iPad. I won't feel so chained to my desk.
Well, I think there is something to be said for the sort of screen fatigue of, you know, can you sit with a magazine and a iced tea out on your, you want to sit with a magazine and an iced tea out on your deck. Or go to the beach with it, and you're not. You will do that maybe with an iPad, but you know,
right.
If you can't see the screen, I mean, I had all new patio furniture put in this summer and tried to sit out there and read my computer and couldn't see the computer for the glare.
That's what I mean. I like to drag my magazines go with me. I throw them in the car so that if I'm waiting in line for carpool pickup, I can sit there and flip through them. You know, they're portable. I can bring them around with me. I like that.
And you don't care if they get kind of
trashed,
right?
I can rip out pages. I can cut out, you know, pictures and tack them to my wall so that they're there. I don't have to go hunting for them. They've already been hunted for, and they're there on my inspiration board right next to my desk.
Right.
Until I'm done with them. I like that, too.
And you certainly can't take your you don't really want to take your iPad with you into the bathtub.
Well, no. Digital magazines are here to stay. I mean, that's the wave of the future. Yeah. There always will be a choice. And, you know, it used to be websites, and then it became blogs. And I'm just wondering, are the blogs now becoming mini magazines that come out once a month instead of once a day? Or one day we're going to look at blogs like we do websites? Well, you know how it,
I think so.
So it will put out a blog once a month and call it a magazine.
Maybe. Some people will. I mean, you know, I think I like doing a little bit of graphic design, although I don't pretend to be a graphic designer, but I like playing around with it. But if you don't, you're not going to do that. You're just going to want to upload a picture to a blog post and be done with it. This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Coat to Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. Thank you so much for joining us this week. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com or download our podcasts from iTunes. Search for the Skirted Roundtable. Thanks so much, and we'll be back soon.